Colin.
It's the new Incubus. Calm down. We're doing a show here.
You guys are talking to the guy who resurrected Oliver Queen as the original Green Arrow.
Yeah?
You haven't even addressed that fact yet, I might add.
I don't even know what you're talking about. We have Kevin Smith here. I don't even know what that means.
I write a comic book for DC Comics called Green Arrow. And at one point, that character was dead, and then now he's back.
And Roland knows that.
Apparently, Roland knows that.
The original Emerald Archer is back in Star City, fellas.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's some obscure knowledge.
We need to congratulate the Radiohead winner. We just gave away a pair of tickets to Yesenia Villar from L.A., I guess.
And, East L.A.
Congratulations. All right, Roland, you're on with Kevin. You got just a couple of minutes because we're running out of time. Kevin Smith.
I just want to thank him for bringing back Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you.
And for his work on, you know, from Daredevil, I've been following his career in comic books, and he's just one of the greats.
Thank you. Did you bag and board your copy?
Oh, but of course.
Now, Roland, will you go see Kevin?
Can you bring back Hal Jordan as Green Lantern now?
No, I can't do it. They won't do it. They like Kyle Rayner over there.
Those bastards.
We've just alienated 98% of the audience.
You guys are speaking another language. I know.
My true geek has come out.
Roland, will you go see Kevin's new movie a week from Friday when it opens up?
He makes movies, too.
Yes, he's a big-time director and actor.
Wow, that's cool.
It's a movie called Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
I'd like to learn more about that.
A week from Friday.
It's better than Green Arrow.
Oh, cool.
All right, Roland.
Do these guys have superpowers?
You know, they do.
I'm so good at
herbal superpowers.
I'm going to get in line now.
All right,
yeah.
Roland, we got to run. Thank you. Bye now.
Wow. See you later.
That was the highlight of his life right there.
There are people like that out there.
Yes, there are.
Well, Kevin, as you were explaining to some of your fans during the commercials there, that's how you get a chick, is you take her to a comic book convention. That's how you really impress a lady.
Some people assume that like comic guys can't get any, so to speak. But I think if you go to a comic book show with a woman and she sees the other comic book people, You make out well.
You win.
Yeah, because suddenly you don't look like the worst guy in the room. Suddenly, like, well, you like comics.
That's
and you're
not true
wrong.
Of all people, by the way, but if you're a decent-looking guy, that's true.
Yeah, semi-decent.
Well, I'm sure a lot of those people don't get any and don't get laid because they're the people that are being compared to.
I think that's a myth.
You do?
I think that's like, you know, Oswald shot JFK. I think that's a big myth. I bet you comic guys get more than you, me, everyone listening combined, you know?
Well, you know that.
Hey, you saw American Pie 2, man. The Sperminator. Come on, he's the man. The Shermanator.
Thinking of something else. How did you meet your wife?
We have three people from that movie in our movie.
Yeah, I saw it.
Shannon Elizabeth, Sean Scott, who is just genius, and Jason Biggs as well, who's also genius.
You have everybody in your movie.
There are a lot of cats in the picture.
Yeah.
You like how I segued right back to my movie?
Right back to his movie.
You're hanging out with Dawson.
Look enough about AP2. What about me? He's in the movie, too. James Vanderbeek. Big cast. Ben, Matt, Chris Rock.
So
how did I meet my wife? Was that the question?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering because were you already was
my
it
wife
was
in the
when
movie
you met her
as well? You guys haven't seen it yet. It was very post Clerks. It was while we were in pre-production on Dogma. Ben and Matt were up for the Oscar for Good Will Hunting for screenwriting,
right? Mm-hmm.
And there was a rumor floating around that they hadn't written the script solely themselves, and I was one of the names that was in the mix.
Right.
So
I heard that
Miramax had asked me to go and speak to couple journalists and be like, no, calm down. It was these guys. And one of the papers they wanted me to talk to was USA Today. And the person they sent to interview me was the woman I wound up marrying.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
How about that?
I thought and I heard her name was, her name is Jennifer Schwalbach, and it just sounded like, well, it sounds like a 50-year-old woman.
Right.
And she game, and she was far, far from a 50-year-old woman.
Well, check that out. Is she way too hot for you, Kevin?
Far too hot for me.
Finally, controversy works in your favor.
Yeah, it really did. That's it was good. The one like time it helped. The fat guy makes good content. Like, it's good to make movies.
All right. Well, we got to say goodbye to you. I know you had a crushing promotional schedule that you got to keep to, and plus we got a bigger name in the other room. So, Kevin, thank you so much for continuing the streak of visiting K Rock for each and every one of your movies.
Thank
this
you
movie
for,
looks so
for,
funny.
Thanks for having and playing the Afro Man song, pimping the picture for us. Always very kind of you guys.
We'll mention it again the next Friday too when it opens a week from Friday.
Genius.
It's
yes.
Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Strike back.
Yeah. Sorry.
Leave, watch that S.
Okay.
Leave the S off for savings.
Thank you.
It's a very funny play.
Thanks.
Hey, they're back.
They're back? Who's back?